The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, good morning, Ari. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, Friday's Friday.
Oh, yes.
I love a short week. It is racing by, isn't it?
Oh, for good reason. I mean, I feel like I'm very tired already.
No, it's all good. It's going to be, the weekend will be here in just a snap.
Yeah.
Another, like, not so hectic day today. Like, hey, it's not another hot heat wave, which is good.
Thank God. How good was the cool change
oh
yesterday?
Oh, my God.
I, like, stood out on, like, the back porch yesterday, like, so good.
Just random people. You could just go, weather? Be like,
Weather. Everyone knows. It's great.
That look of just, oh, my God, Newcastle didn't swelter today, thank God.
There's so many people out and about in Mayfield last night.
Yeah, was
like there? 6:30 or something. There was a lot of people.
It was buzzing?
A little bit.
What, do you know why or?
No, not at all. I just think that it was just a regular Wednesday night, but people weren't afraid to get out and about.
Of the aircon.
Yeah.
So that was your night at Will's, your boyfriend.
Yes.
Is this your weekly Wednesday, you know, weekly Wednesday Will night?
Ooh, a bit of alliteration there. I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
it was. Look, just happy to see each other.
Yeah, nice. What did you, like, cook dinner, romantic meal with the candles and everything?
I offer every week.
And what did he say?
No.
Did he cook? Or just you had no food?
He got a little bit of a cheeky takeaway.
Oh, did he now?
He went to Guzman. So he got, like, one of those mini burritos and he got, like, a hard shell taco.
And are you just a no dinner person?
No. I eat dinner before I go every week.
Oh, right.
I'm smart.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to eat at 8 o'clock. So
yeah,
I
okay.
ate at 4.
Because of different hours, you know.
Yeah, like we have a different life, so. And that's fine. I just want to.
Absolutely.
I just ate a bit of stir fry.
Yeah, good stuff.
Let's have a stir fry, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I've been eavesdropping on my parents lately.
Oh, really?
Because they're.
Like the old glass to the door?
No, I just put my ear to the door. Through the cracks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not an amateur. Anyway, I've only been eavesdropping on them because I've found out that apparently they're going to Tasmania again.
See, you said last time was the last time.
That's what they keep telling me, and they keep, like, not following through with that fact. Anyway, so apparently.
When are they off there? Because you'll love this. Couple of weeks to yourself?
Oh, I don't think it'll be a couple of weeks. Probably like one.
Why not go for a couple of weeks? They deserve it.
I told Mum yesterday when I spoke to her about it, because I'm like, oh, going to Tassie, yeah, again. She's like, yeah, yeah. She kind of rolls her eyes a little bit. But she's like, yeah, your father wants to go, but your brother and your sister-in-law want to go. So the four of them are going to go to Tassie.
That means you'll have to look after the dogs.
Damn it!
I
actually physically can't because I work.
No
one's going to be home with the dogs, and someone needs to be home with Murphy for at least a period of time during the day. Otherwise, he'll destroy the house.
So what, they'll have to get a dog sitter?
Yeah, probably. Look, that's their problem, not mine. I do not have the capacity. I honestly can't.
Yeah.
But in saying that, though, that's good on them.
Yeah.
You know, they're planning another trip and
absolutely.
Whatever. So it should be around Easter.
Oh, good stuff.
I get the house to myself.
Yeah, that is nice.
I said to Will last night, I said, babe, do you want to come stay for a couple of days? And he goes, oh, yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. Party at Ari's house.
Oh, I'm so excited already.
Yeah, nice stuff. Well, I mean, I'm glad you're excited for your parents' holidays so you get the house to yourself.
How sad is that?
Hey. It's not sad.
I miss my living situation.
Your independence, right?
Yeah, no, they're all right. They don't hassle me in the slightest, so they're all right.
That's the main thing.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here. We've got to talk about this catamaran. Yeah, what happened with that?
Yeah, so we had a huge 12-metre catamaran vessel ended up in trouble from Tuesday night storms, 500 metres from Stockton Beach. So Newcastle, they flagged a distress call around 9:30. Newcastle Marine Rescue had to jump out there and help them.
They're on a boat.
Well, I'm sure they were. They were singing that maybe when they left, but not when the big storms hit and they needed
Everyone
rescuing.
Look at me, I'm on a boat. Oh, sorry, no, I love boats.
Oh, I would have been so scared, especially with those storms that night. They're saying one of their engines failed.
So
very nerve wracking.
Oh, you can't think of anything worse. It took them about an hour and a half to get out there, fix it all, bring her into shore. They had to do some repairs on it and all, but luckily they were okay because one of those situations, right, where it could go nasty really quickly.
Definitely.
What I'm gathering about any Newcastle / Lake Macquarie story when it comes to marine rescue is you can't trust boats. Just don't do it.
You reckon the boat, the hobby field of boating should just cancel itself? Is that your suggestion?
Or just like spend your millions not on yachts. Get a Maserati instead. There you go. Problem solved.
You're not a big boating person too, are you, Brie?
I'd love one, but I could never afford it. It's one of those things. I hear they just cost money all the time.
Like, yeah,
it's
they just are expensive.
But even that, I think you'd get seasick a lot. I don't think
it's a no from you. What, are you a fisher person?
No way.
No? Okay. None of that. We're just trying to get to know Brie a bit.
I like swimming. Like, I like just going cruising on the beach, drinks on the sand.
That'll do you.
Do you eat fish?
No, I'm vegetarian.
This is such an interesting morning. Look, I'm glad everyone's safe and sound. The boat is also, they've towed that back in, so they haven't lost that either.
Oh, good.
It's really, though, a warning. If you're going to go for a trip on a boat, like, check the weather before you go. I feel like there's enough movies about, you know, boats and stuff that should tell you, just check the weather forecast before you leave.
Can be unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true as well. Leave the boat at anchor if it's going to be a big storm. No need to go out.
UFM. De Novos.
I love this. I saw an article yesterday saying that basically there's a science behind women wanting or just doing, like, dating younger men, right? So if you look towards Hollywood, for example, you'll see a lot of couples, a lot of them have a 15-plus year age gap, for example. Like, women are dating younger men. And I'll give you some examples and then we'll get into the science. So, first and foremost, Cher and this guy called A.E. Edwards. There's a 40-year age gap there.
That is a big age gap.
Honestly, I mean, Cher's 77 and he's 37, so I don't think it needs any more explanation than that. Oh, God.
There would be a money gap between those two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cher would be well paid, I would think.
Yeah, that's right.
For
Kris Jenner.
For all her bits and bobs.
Yeah, Kris Jenner, famously the Kardashian mother the Marmager.
Yeah, that's right.
Her current partner, Corey Gamble, they've been together for a little while now, 25-year age gap.
25!
Oh, my God. Jennifer Lopez, like, a couple of years ago, was dating a guy 18 years younger than her called Casper Smart. He's a dancer. He's also got, like, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
That's
15-year gap. Like, there are so many.
A lot of examples. And then, don't forget as well, Ari from The Nova. There's a bit of an age gap between her and the boyfriend.
Yeah, my boyfriend is about 2.5 years younger than me, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean,
you're out there. Look, you're out there occasionally buying him a Vegemite scroll.
You know what? I know how to look after my mate. Okay, I know how to keep him coming back.
Let's go to the cafe. I'll buy you some wedges.
Pretty much. Okay, all right. So, look, it's true. Like, I have dated younger than me before, Will, so it's a real thing.
It's,
and I'm going to give you some more details.
Two times a pattern?
Yeah, look, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I don't see age. Yeah. Okay, 2025.
Yeah,
don't see
enough.
Age.
Fair enough.
Researchers from the University of California have confirmed that women are actually drawn to younger partners, whether they realize it or not. And, like, look, I'm proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
Basically, look, there's a mix in mixed gender couples, right? But where, like, men tend to be older than women. But I think it's really flipped on its head.
Yeah.
Look, I just think that they want something else entirely. I would say that, you know, the team carried out their research on more than 6,000 people who were set up on dates, for example. This is over in the US, but honestly, it's the same here.
Yeah.
All the participants were looking for long-term love and were matched with others based on their interests. Analysis revealed that after the dates, both men and women said that they were more attracted to younger partners. So, look, I don't think it's really a thing about, you know, who has more life experience, who has more wealth, who has any of that. Mm. It just seems that they're just more interested in the younger lifestyle.
Okay, so it's about becoming and feeling younger for longer.
I guess, but they're just more attracted to them in a way.
Yeah,
it's... For me, personally, I was attracted to Will's jeans and how he looked in them, first and foremost.
And he saw you and went...
I'll have some of that.
Yeah, I'll have some of that. And they're nice jeans too.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So my wife Emmy's been trying her hand at some baking recently, and she vastly underestimated how complicated this type of this baking is. It's a first of all, it's like a filled cookie, right?
A filled? Oh, okay, right. So like a gooey center or something.
Yeah, it's like this sort of a kind of homemade jam goes into the middle, but you have to make that first.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to surround it and you have to get all the temperatures right and all of the... It's very, very exacting to get it perfect.
Well, baking actually isn't as easy as it looks because if you don't get the exact right measurement of ingredients, like your cake or your biscuits could sink or flatten out or something.
It's chemistry, really, at the end of the day. It's chemistry. And she vastly underestimated how complicated it would be.
Okay.
So over an hour just to roll, like, the dough around the centre bits, which had to be, like, chilled first.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That only got her through half the batch. She went to bed and we'll do the other half tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So, hang on. So, is this the first time she's, like, baked, like, sweets or something?
Or this particular thing.
I was going to say, that's a difficult item to do.
Very complicated. Yeah, she hasn't done much baking before and then went straight to this. And that we were going to give them to, like, our friends at this party on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, nice.
She's, like, not giving them away.
Oh.
Too much work and I want them too much.
Just buy a mud cake from Coles.
I think it's going to be something like that.
Or a batch of choc cookies. Yeah. Like the 5-pack.
Exactly. She's not giving these cookies up.
God bless her.
She's like, they were too hard. And I didn't tell them I was making them. I just had it in my mind. So they're going to be ours. I was like, no, suits me.
Oh, she's nothing if not ambitious. I'll give her that.
Exactly.
Well done,
Emmy.
New FM. The Novos.
2025, the year ahead, there's big predictions, bold predictions about what is going to be the ins and outs trend list.
Ooh, a little bit of insight into how to thrive in 2025, maybe?
That's a good way of putting it. The first one that everyone's talking about is apparently this is huge sales on card games.
Huh?
So people are getting really into card games like your Uno or Uno, however you want to pronounce it.
Solitaire.
All, I guess so. Those just normal cards.
Yep.
Huge increase in sales. People are ditching their phones for in-person experiences.
Round of applause. Fantastic.
You're a big board game person, aren't you?
I love games. Quiz games as well. Yeah. Guess who get like anything to do on a board or a card?
You're
I'm
interested.
All for it.
Yeah. So you're all about this. Yes. This will suit you well. Mm-hmm. Do you have a big like collection of them at home or?
We have a decent collection. So I have like two Scrabble boards. Yeah. I have Uno, I have Cluedo, Pictionary, you name it.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Jenga.
Okay, there you go, another one. In terms of this, you know, your morning coffee, apparently the matcha trend is sticking around.
Okay.
And there's also going to be other alternatives. Something called Arepa, which
Never heard of that.
Yeah, neither have I, which is another like coffee alternative, caffeine alternative drink that's going to be big this year.
It sounds a little bit sinister, doesn't it?
Well,
Arepa.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, that might be good for us. Maybe, if it's strong.
It might wake you up. Mm. Yeah, exactly. They're going to be more popular. Mm-hmm. Then they've said the other one is AI for personal development. So that would be like a chatbot to be, I guess, get up, come on, make the best out of the day. Don't forget these are your daily goals, all that sort of stuff.
So instead of writing it on a post-it note and sticking it on the bathroom mirror saying, you got this, sister,
you'll have you've got AI app telling you what to do, bossing you around.
Not surprising.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, and then the other one, and this is a bit of a surprise, but what they're calling personalised gibbets. So, you know, with your Crocs, the little gibbet things?
Yeah.
They're going to have a lot more different ones that will show off your personality. I don't know about that.
How are they sticking around?
I don't know. It's been around too long, in my opinion. As soon as they were released, that was already too long. Things that are going to be kicked out and no longer trendy this year. This is the predictions. X, formerly Twitter.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Elon Musk has become a divisive figure almost overnight.
Yep.
And the golden age is over for that social media.
Agreed.
I think that's going to be done. The other one that was that they're saying is out, and this I can really see happening. You know, bows, as in like tight in a knot, tight in a bow.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently they were everywhere last year. Hairstyles, birthday cakes, shoes.
No, it wasn't like 2013 or 2011.
Well, apparently it was back last year and it's out again. So that's going to be gone. I'm just keeping you up to date. Don't worry about it. And then the terms that are done and dusted as well. Just two more to wrap things up. This should be the last time you hear the words brat and demure.
Thank God.
We can finally wash our hands of those and never speak of them again. I couldn't be happier.
UFM.
The Novos.
The old Oak Factory. There's a very iconic one here in Hexham that you drive past, or back in the day you could be able to swing in and get a milkshake or whatever.
Oh, I wish they would bring that back.
I know. It's now another dairy's using the facility. So at least it's not like a wasted and just an empty graveyard, right?
Good.
There's another one. Iconic Oak Factory, though, in Musselbrook. So it's a big, massive building that if you drive through the town or the main part of the town, you can't miss it.
Okay.
Absolutely huge. It's still got the old signs and stuff, and that is, I think that part of it's like heritage listed because it's an old brick building, very sort of iconic in town.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, anyway, it hasn't been an oak factory for a long time as well. Mm. There was various bits and bobs that was happening with it, and then I believe it was 2023, around May, it went up for sale. So I've just been doing a bit of digging because I'm trying to figure out
what's
going on here. Yeah. Right? So I heard rumour that it was going to get turned into one of the biggest rum distilleries in the country.
Oh, this is big.
So I start looking around for more information.
Yeah.
I see this one rumour that says it's Sydney Rum Distillery has purchased it because it sold for a rumoured around $10 million.
Whoa.
It's a big site. It's 20 acres or something, the site.
Okay, well, that makes more
sense. Yeah, it's a massive site right there in Musselbrook, right on the train line.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was like, okay, maybe this is true. If it is, there's no, like, stories, though, about Sydney Rum Distillery buying it or anything like that.
Interesting.
I then find this, like, web page which says, it's an investment opportunity and a vision for the future for Sydney Rum Distillery. And they've said that they've acquired a globally scaled rum distillery, right?
Ooh.
And it'll be operational in July 2025.
Okay, so if this is actually true, then we will see some rum being created there.
Yeah, absolutely, a lot of rum being created there. Furthermore, you scroll down, there's a photo. It looks like the back part of the old oak factory. There's no oak signage.
Super sleuth.
But I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
You've cracked it.
And I know this because for about a year, I lived with a view in Musselbrook of that factory. Oh. I know that bit of it. I reckon that's what it is.
I know the back of that. When I see it, I know that butt.
Your words.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Okay, so a little bit of good news this morning. You know, I don't know if you'll know it personally, Crevo, but have you heard of Regal Cinema at Birmingham Gardens?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have actually, yeah.
The very, very small cinema that's like kind of across the road in a way to the University of Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's very, very small. It's kind of off like the beaten track a little bit.
Definitely.
So it's not near a main road, but it's just on a little corner. It's an institution. Anyway, so apparently the cinema is set to reopen its doors midway through this year.
Wow, that's actually so good.
Yeah, it's been closed since COVID-19, which obviously broke out here in about March 2020. So, yeah, it's been on hiatus for a long time.
I'm excited that it's back. Have they like done it up a bit and stuff? Or
it doesn't say. But right. They're expecting quite a few people through the doors, or at least hoping to.
Oh, no doubt. Like, yeah. It'll be such a... I mean, it's an exciting thing to have something like that return, because rarely do those sort of things reemerge.
Yeah.
Usually when something old and cool, you know, passes away like that, moves on, you go, that's the end of that, and it'll turn into flats or something. But to have it back, what a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, I'm glad that they actually kept it around. Like you said, that it didn't get turned into something else, which is fantastic. But I think the independent cinemas could be making a comeback. Like, for example, the one at Boolaroo.
Yeah, that still rocks, doesn't it? That's
still happening.
Yeah.
So it's still opening its doors as well. But, yeah, I just think we need more people through them to be able to pick them back up.
Hey, when it does open, make sure you get out there and go see a movie.
Definitely.
You know, and buy a popcorn or whatever.
Encouraging uni students to go and go in there as well, because they're literally across the road.
Well, that's it. And it's such a, like, it has a cool old school retro theme.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, why not get behind that and enjoy it for what it is? What
experience a cool. And history.
That is a great bit of news. Good stuff, Ari.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So get this. Meta, which is, you know, the kind of the brainchild behind Facebook and Instagram, Zuckerberg's business, basically.
It's the overall business, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're planning to... they're launching a pair of Oakley smart glasses as soon as later this year, which is going to be basically as an aid for runners and athletes alike, right?
Okay.
And cyclists. The camera would feature closer to the center of the frame to improve capture modes and whatever. So basically, it's going to give you a lot of the same features as what like a smartwatch might be able to do.
Okay, so it's just struck a memory for me for a second here.
Okay.
A year or two ago, I feel like they had a go at doing this with the Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah, they did.
Sort of, but it wasn't the health stuff.
No.
It was just like, oh, you got a video camera in your glasses.
Yeah, you can just tap a button and, yeah, it'll
record.
Capture, like, yeah, through certain modes and whatnot. But, yeah, so this is going to be all for using, you know, artificial intelligence within athletic components, I guess.
For Oakley, though, weird brand to do it, no?
Okay, I actually don't think this is too weird or too off-brand, because Oakley actually has those really fancy, like, kind of triathlon / runner / long-distance cyclists sunglasses.
Really?
Right? They have, like, a certain shape that kind of molds to your face, and they, like, wrap around your eyes to protect your eyes, obviously, from the sun.
Aren't they always reflective and orange?
Yeah, some of them have, like, purple, then it, like, fades into, like, a red, then a yellow. Others have, like, a blue and a green in the center, and then goes out to purple. So, like, it's like an ombre effect in a way. Others are just, like, kind of black or just regular reflectives. But, yeah, they're interesting. They make you look cyborg-like.
Are you keen on these?
I am, because I actually love the Oakley running sunglasses. I think that they're really specky, and yeah, they just make you look like you're in for a serious run.
They don't. They honestly, Oakley sunglasses, even if you wear them, Ari, you instantly be called, you change, your name changes to like Dazza, and your hair turns into a mullet. And you've traded in your i30 for a Commodore.
So you think that they're a little bit on the hey gown mate side, not the oh yeah they're nice side.
Oakley sunglasses are, and there's nothing wrong with it if you're into it. The most bogan sunglasses available. It's a long way to the top. If you own Oakley sunglasses, you have this on permanently.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you can. I'm not arguing with that per se, but I think that's a style of Oakley that I think that you're thinking of, which is kind of like, you know, the Great Southern Land style. They're kind of boxy in a way. But no. If you want the really good running ones, they'll set you back like $220.
I'm not talking, so the price, you think, is what makes them, and the fact that they're...
Yeah, they look cyborg-esque.
That makes them classy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, Ari, your view on this is that Oakley Sunnies are classy.
In a way, yeah, to the athletic community, correct.
All right.
If you're an athlete, right, and you're running around Lake Macquarie, you're running along Lake Burley Griffin, wherever you are in the country, right?
Sure.
You're running down that strip and you go past a group of people. They're all looking at you going, she means business. She's a pro.
Okay, that is your view.
Yeah, they are classy AF.
All right, well, this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Are Oakley sunglasses classy and for serious runners like Ari?
Mm-hmm.
Serious athletes, people that mean business?
Yeah.
Or are they bogan? Are they absolutely the number one bogan sunglasses in the country?
I mean, you could play that song.
Windows down,
I guess.
In your Commodore, in your Falcon, Oakley sunglasses worn proudly, perhaps on your eyes or perhaps on that bit above your head.
Yeah.
Maybe you've even, you know...
Around your neck, maybe.
Also possible. You might love a VB as well.
Yep.
This is what we want to do
raid.
Here. Yeah. 4967-4105. Are Oakley sunglasses bogan or classy?
Defend me.
Yeah, well, please. Good luck with that. Well, let's find out what Newcastle thinks, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Heading out to Fletcher. Good morning, Michael. What are your thoughts on the Oakleys?
Again, I mean, you get your cheap knockoffs from Bali all the time.
Now, Michael, would you say yourself, would you own Oakley sunglasses or the knockoffs?
No, I wouldn't. Probably I own something even more bogan. I own Pit Viper sunnies.
Oh, the Pit Vipers.
Oh, hang on.
I know what they are. They're like the 80s inspired ones, aren't they?
Yeah, big colourful ones. They're great.
Yeah. But if you saw someone in the Oakleys, you'd go, yeah, okay, fellow bogan, okay.
Oh my God, I just googled the Pit Vipers, mate. Yeah. You are living well.
Yeah,
you are intimidating.
They're super cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks for that.
Do you reckon that Michael has a big ute?
Oh, quite possibly.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask what sort of car he had.
A Ford Ranger.
Could possibly. All right, let's find out if he's the only one that thinks like that. In Windale, Shane, what do you reckon about the Oakleys?
I reckon people that don't like them are bogans because if you look at the Australian men's and women's cricket team, every single player wears Oakleys.
You know what? I've never picked that up, but you're probably right, Shane.
Do you think it's a sponsorship thing, or you reckon it's just by chance?
I reckon it's by choice because the actual glare they take out of the sun is amazing, is absolutely amazing, and the sharpness of them is perfect.
And that's why they're good for athletes. Thank you, Shane.
Well, very good. Okay, so one apiece here at this point. One for, I guess, bogan and one for classy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and break this tie, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. To Argentine, hey, Tiffany, what do you think about the Oakleys, classy or bogan?
Oh, my God, it's bogan.
Tiffany, have you ever met a bogan before in and about your journeys around...
Oh, sweetheart, I date one and it wears Oakley too.
And what vehicle does that one that you date drive?
It's a tradie, so it's a Kia.
Well, that's not what I expected. But if you are dating them and you claim that they're bogan, I think we can say...
Oh, okay. You've settled it.
You've settled it. Well done. Thanks, Tiffany. You've done Argentin proud. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
105.3.
New FM.
The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Oh, now we wouldn't be here if we didn't have prizes to give away, would we?
I love doing it.
I know.
It's not my money, you know. So I love giving stuff. Exactly.
Okay, this is Lowest to Lux. A quick recap. We give you three items from shops around our region. You've got to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. Only three things. It's so easy.
Yeah, just put them in order.
Yes.
Can be a little tricky, though, sometimes. That's okay, though.
I've had fun with this one this morning.
All right, let's do it. Let's meet our contestant for today, who's trying to win themselves a stunning prize, which is, of course, to go in, to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, a family pass, plus in the draw for our Quest staycation at Newcastle.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Representing East Maitland, it's Alex. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourself?
Yeah,
great.
Very good. Very good. How is East Maitland this morning?
Oh, it's a bit overcast, to be honest. Yeah. It's a bit grey and gloomy.
Yeah, better than that heat, though, am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's so much better than the heat, yeah.
All right. Well, on that positive note, let's try and get you some prizes. You know how the game works?
I do.
Okay. Cheapest and most expensive, figure it out. Ari's your quiz master. Take it away.
Okay, Alex, here we go. First and foremost, you have the sushi making kit from Kmart in Waratah. Sushi making. Gotta love it. Second, you have the Don Julio 750ml bottle of Blanco tequila from Dan Murphy's in Glendale. And then lastly, you have the Adidas brand T Row League small duffel bag from Rebel Sport in Charlestown. So, just a quick recap. You have the Kmart sushi making kit. You have the Don Julio bottle of Blanco tequila. And then you have the small duffel bag Adidas from Rebel Sport.
Okay, can I just ask a question on behalf of Alex here? How big is the bottle of tequila?
So, it's 750ml. So, basically, your standard bottle.
One, yeah. All right.
Standard.
From Dan Murphy's. Righto. Fancy. there's
the other hint. Okay. All right, so there's your three things. We got to start at the cheapest, the lowest.
Yep.
What do you reckon that is?
Go to the sushi maker. I'm thinking, you know, Kmart should be pretty reasonably priced, you know?
Okay, sure thing. Yeah. And second of all,
you can always go to Kmart for a cheap deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see, the bag's got me. I don't know. Between the bag and the tequila, I know tequila's.
Yeah,
brand tequila, it sounds pretty expensive.
Yeah, the Don Julio is the good one, the
is
decent
it?
One.
I've never bought it. See, yeah, well, this is Alex's quandary, really, isn't
well,
it?
Well, think about this, though. I said the small duffel bag from Rebel Sport at Charlestown, so it's not going to be...
Is that a hint or is it a red herring? Is Ari trying to take you down the wrong path?
Oh,
it can be real
that.
Tricky sometimes, Alex.
Oh, no, I like Alex. I'm trying to help him.
Or is she?
Look,
Creepo.
I'm going to have to lock the duffel bag in the middle. I reckon tequila the most. Just knowing that tequila is a really good brand.
Okay. Well, let's find out if that is in fact true.
All right, let's go. Okay, revealing now. Alex, the sushi making kit from Kmart is going to cost you $10. So
that's,
very reasonably
priced.
That is
cheap. Yes. I've never bought a sushi making kit, so I don't know what they're worth. But sounds like a good deal.
All right. Then you have the Adidas small duffel bag from Rebel. $60 per bag.
Yeah.
Not
Righto.
Bad.
Righto.
That is expensive, I would have thought.
It's Adidas, though.
Yeah.
It's quality.
Yeah.
All right.
Three stripes and everything.
Here we go. Don Julio Blanco Tequila. Delicious. From Dan Murphy's. $89.
Whoa, that was a tight one. I might have guessed that duffel bag could cost a lot less than that. But, hey, Alex did it. He worked out the...
Well done.
You cracked the code. Well done, Alex.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It took a minute to realise that. But good stuff. You're our latest local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And safe to say, Ari, we love chicken on this show, right?
Just brown the chicken, simmer and serve.
I feel like chicken tonight.
Every night.
Oh, what a throwback.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
The reason I play this is because Cessnock, one of the beautiful communities in our region.
Oh, I love Cessnock.
Yeah, it seems they have become obsessed and virally so.
With what?
Chicken sandwiches.
What? just chicken sandwiches?
Yes.
Not like fried chicken or anything.
No.
Just chicken
okay. I first became aware of this obsession and of this viral trend a couple of days ago. So,
okay.
This starts off, and this is the reason I know a bit about this is because I'm a member of the Cessnock community. Like, it's a Facebook gossip group, basically.
I love it.
But they just talk about things going. Every little community around our region's got one, right?
Yes.
So this started off, I first became aware of this obsession on the 27th of January.
Oh, God.
When this, a gentleman put up a photo of two cans of Coke and two 7-Eleven chicken and mayo sandwiches.
Oh.
Just put a caption, hell yeah, brother.
Right? And that's all there needs to be said.
Well, and that,
oh my goodness,
it kicked off this massive discussion about how good these sandwiches are, how there's better ones at other places. Some people are saying, look, they are good, but there's other better ones around Cessnock.
I love this.
How as much Cessnock is obsessed with chicken sandwiches, but also the Caesar wraps are not too bad. On and on it goes. Romantic dinner done right.
Oh yes. I'd be happy with that type of dinner.
And on it goes. Honestly, hundreds and hundreds of comments, it seems, about these chicken sandwiches. Straight away from there, onwards has been the last 3-4 days of chicken sandwich chat in Cessnock.
So it's almost like it's caught wind, hasn't it? It's just like picked up.
Yeah. Now, possibly this is a bit of breaking news from 3 hours ago.
Oh, here we go.
Obviously, maybe fake.
Yes.
Cessnock 7-Eleven to open a sandwich store after local isolated obsession with chicken and mayo delights. And then they've got this like, I think it's a fake screenshot from the advertiser.
It'd be a gag.
Yeah, like a news story around this.
Mm.
But then people, 109 like comments on that.
What?
People think it's a great idea.
I do think it's fake news. But that's the thing. You'd be putting the 7-Eleven out of business if that was the case, because there'd be no chicken. Well, you know, Sambo shoppers.
It's funny you say that, because it's not just 7-Eleven ones. A lot of chat around the Coles ones as well. These are all the pre-made ones. And then a huge discussion as well, it seems, around people making their own and how much that costs per serve. Like your old... like Curtis Stone's come back and doing a family dinner for under $10 again.
Okay, you can definitely make a chicken sandwich, like the chicken and mayo sandwiches at home, but I'm telling you, the ones from 7-Eleven, and I will attest to those in Cessnock, they've got it right, because the 7-Eleven chicken sambos are elite.
Now, this is where we get, just yesterday, a photo from a Darren from a 7-Eleven who has said, and I'm not using the full words here, you're effing joking, is a photo of like the sandwich section. Not one single one left on the shelves.
Oh, they've sold out.
They have sold out.
What
comments,
are you putting in the sandwiches?
Comments include, oh no, the world's going to end. Took them all, that sort of stuff. Then I see another message on there, which has said, they're talking about Cessnock's chicken sandwich obsession on New FM.
You're kidding.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are, brother.
Good morning, Emily. I hope you like the chicken sandwiches as much as anyone else. Then there's other like comments about the 7-Eleven might be closing on certain dates. Cessnock has lost their minds for chicken sandwiches, and I'm all about it.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. Know what you like and enjoy what you like and be proud of it, Cessnock.
Yeah.
You love a chicken sambo. Don't let anyone knock you for it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So the pizza business called Crust, everyone knows Crust,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
We've got a couple around Newcastle and whatnot. Anyway, so apparently the business is running a campaign to celebrate National Pizza Day, which is coming up on Feb 9, by the way.
Oh, keep that in your calendar.
Yeah. So what they're doing, they're trying to celebrate their everyday heroes in their own workplace, which means the national chain is offering 10 bonuses worth up to $1,000 for those who are nominated by their colleagues with a heartfelt or entertaining story about why they deserve a bonus on the pizza day.
That's super nice.
Yeah, so we've got like a really, you know, funny, entertaining, like upbeat co-worker that's just like bringing everyone's vibes high and whatever in the workplace. They can get $1,000.
That's really cool. Mm. I think more workplaces should do that.
I think every workplace should do that.
Yeah, I'd nominate you. Oh, well, there we go. Both of us have nominated the same person.
How about we both nominate me and then I give you half, so you get $500.
They'll never see it coming.
Yep.
What a genius plan.
I know how to do it.
You certainly do.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And look, obviously school holidays almost over. Mm-hmm. Most kids are back next week or, you know, in and around that sometime. Maybe earlier, maybe not. Depends on like what you get. People free days, all that sort of stuff. But basically,
it's wrapping up.
Yeah, the end of this week, it's wrapping up. Now, a lot of kids will be sad to go back to school. Oh, got to go back to school. Yeah. What a pain, right?
Got to do homework. Got to learn something.
A few parents, though, might be a bit quietly happy.
Oh, yeah, because it gets them out of their hair.
Because, you know, it's been probably over 6 weeks now. And maybe they start to be a little bit annoying. Just maybe.
Well, I guess once you finish, like, the holiday period, like Christmas and New Year's or whatever, what else are the kids going to do?
Well, first of all, yeah, after Christmas, there's a bit of time when they're playing with their new toys and stuff. And then, you know, maybe you've got a few things planned. But then you're just sort of back to work and stuff.
Pretty much.
And the kids are still at home. They're starting to get a bit itchy, a bit bored, you know, a bit of cabin fever, if you will.
Yeah, makes them go a little bit mad.
Can do. I was talking to a friend of mine. He said they've got to go back to school.
Why?
Well, he said they've, like, he's got two that are just into primary school.
Yep.
And he said they've just started doing all sorts of stuff, which is getting them into trouble.
Okay.
They're sneaking in for the snacks. They're going a bit mad in the pool. They're, you know, they're causing all sorts of chaos. He said, they've just got to go back. They're driving me up the wall.
Fair enough.
Here's what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Is it time for the kids to go back to school? What have they done this holidays? They got up to no good. What did they break? What did they get into?
Mm-hmm.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will?
I have a question for you, Credo. Yes. So when you were younger, cast your mind back, were you like a troublesome child at all? Like, did you like break stuff all the time?
I was such a goody two-shoes.
Oh, come on. Surely you would have drove your parents nuts.
Maybe I did, but I was pretty good overall. So for me personally, I don't think they were too annoyed by it. But still, they were probably happy to, you know, have a bit of time back to themselves, right?
I think I was a bit annoying when I was young. Like, as in, I get so bored. And when I would have no imaginary friend to talk to, or I didn't want to play with my dolls or my pet shops anymore, I'd just go and pest mum and dad. Hey, Dad, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing now?
No wonder they wanted you to go back to school. That's it. All right, so as we hit the end of the school holidays, have the kids driven you mad? What did they break? What did they get into?
Yeah.
You know, for what reason are you a little bit, maybe a bit annoyed with them after this long, long break?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Maitland. Good morning, Elizabeth. What have the kids done?
I think my cats are ready for the kids to go back to school.
Oh, God, what have they done?
Oh, they just, my little boy, he just, they're asleep and he'll just go pick them up and move them somewhere else. And he just loves to annoy the cats. The cats love it. I think the cats are ready.
They just want a bit of peace and quiet. Like, send these kids out of here again. I'm done with being picked up when I'm trying to nap.
Oh, you know that the cats are giving them the stink eye as well.
I know.
Again?
Again. They can't do anything because they're just kids.
Little Bobby.
I know. Who knows if that... Imagine if that's actually Elizabeth's kid's name.
Bobby.
That would be extraordinary.
Cute.
In West Wall's End, Danielle, what about you?
I think it's just the ongoing every night tantrums for me.
Oh dear.
No.
So is this just been the back end of the school holidays?
Yeah, it's just been the back end of the school holidays. It's just once you get home from doing all the activities and, you know, the day's over and they're overtired and there's no routine or structure there anymore because school's cut and,
So you need that routine back. You need them to be going in there and wearing out some of the energy at school rather than in your face, right?
Exactly. Calm down.
One more, right?
Okay, got to go to Tiffany in Argentine. Hey, Tiff, what are the kids doing? Tiffany, you there?
Tiffany's gone. They've worn out poor Tiffany. She's got no energy left to even talk on the phone, the poor thing. Good luck with getting all the kids back to school and good luck to everyone in the draw for that Quest staycation here at New FM.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Now, do you remember the movie? I mean, I'm sure you would have heard of it. In 2001, Legally Blonde.
Yeah, I have actually seen it.
You have? Okay. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. It's the first movie you've ever seen that I've talked about, nearly. Nearly. Okay, well, apparently Reese Witherspoon, who was the original Elle Woods, right? She's given us an update on the series that she's working on about Legally Blonde. So this is going to be a prequel, apparently. It's coming out this year, I think.
Prequel?
There's going to be a prequel series.
Yep. I don't know about that.
I do. Apparently, casting is now in full swing. Reese did update us saying that they're combing through plenty of like audition tapes and things like that to find the correct Elle. But yeah, it should be interesting. So this is going to be all about her years in high school before college and Warner Huntington III, rather.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite interesting. We get to see her backstory.
Yeah. Look, if you're a Legally Blonde fan, mm-hmm. you'd be stoked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of school, we're right in the midst of Laptop a Day.
Yes.
Now, this is where we're giving deserving kids all around our region new laptops, brand new Celeron 14-inch HP laptops. Mm-hmm. And it's all thanks to Harvey Norman, the BYOD experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. I mean, if you're looking to get a device, this is the place to go and do it.
That's the one.
Now, yesterday, Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home spoke to a very jubilant Cassie and Layla from Toronto, one sister trying to win a laptop for another.
Oh, bless.
And this is how it all went down.
Sound like the luckiest big sister to have a little sister like Layla in your life. I think that is so nice. And I'm going to give you the laptop.
Oh, my God.
You just won it for your sister.
Thank you, Joel. I've got her on speaker here.
Okay, is she there? Layla,
yes,
are you there?
Hello.
Layla, you just won a laptop. Is that the best news ever?
Yes.
And it's all yours, okay? No one's allowed to borrow it. You can do whatever you want on that.
Thank you.
Is so sweet.
Well, how nice is that? One sibling looking out for another.
And like Layla, the young one who actually won it, God bless her. She's so excited.
Very, very nice. Remember, only today and tomorrow. So make sure you register newfm.com.au.
Harvey Norman, the BYOD experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. Win a laptop a day with 105.3 New FM.
Yeah. Oh, how good exciting. Is this? So we are giving away a laptop a day thanks to our great friends at Harvey Norman as well.
They are the BYOD experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. Now, this laptop is as good as they get. An HP 14-inch Celeron laptop should be perfect for your schoolwork, projects and everything in between.
That's right.
You just got to register first of all. Now, let's meet somebody who has registered, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Takari, good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm very well.
That's good.
Fantastic. How's Curry this morning?
She's wet.
Yeah. Is it raining or?
Just drizzling at the moment.
Right.
So you've entered into this competition, Rachel. Is it for one of your little ones?
Yeah, it's for my youngest one. She has been lucky enough to have a hand-me-down twice over.
Okay. Yeah.
And like every kid, like right on the knocker of school, she's just told me now that she's got no cord and some of her buttons don't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely need a new one.
And they always they only leave it till the last minute to tell you, don't they? God.
Yep. Like a permission note or something. Always last minute.
Always last minute. Now tell us about her. What sort of subjects does she do well in school?
Yeah.
What does she do well in? She's a little bit of an entrepreneur and she's in an entrepreneurial program. So she's actually doing up some business sheets and things like that so she can keep track of the finances going in, out, her orders. And she has assured me she's going to try really hard at all the boring stuff as well.
Oh, good on her.
I love a go-getter story. Has she got a business you can promote just a little plug for?
Look, at the moment, she's in Curry High and she's involved in the Dough Dreaming cookies. So she's created a little bit of a Biscoff cookie and Western Bolo are helping her out with that.
Awesome. Oh, I want to try some of those.
Swing by Western Bolo, yes. Pick some up, support this. Well, you've entered now. It was pretty easy to enter, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, Rachel. It's so easy. Be like Rachel. Make sure you enter and you're in the draw for this awesome laptop a day today and tomorrow, the last two ones to give away. So if you haven't registered, get on it. Stat. newfm.com.au.
New FM. The Novos. Studios.
Now, you might have seen a few bits and bobs in the news about this Deep Seeker AI.
Yes.
A Chinese company that has revealed their new AI model, and it's making big news. You're thinking, what's going on?
Yeah, because at the moment, there's headlines and headlines of it.
That's right. It's one of the biggest news stories in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And I've just thought I'd give you a bit of an explainer.
Please.
Just so you've got a bit of an idea and you can, you know, water cooler it up at work or on the trade site or whatever.
Great.
So here's the basics. For a while now, your AI models have been dominated by a couple of American companies.
Okay.
ChatGPT, which you probably heard of.
Yep.
You can type stuff in. It tells you what, you know, answers to stuff, that sort of thing. And NVIDIA. Which is they used to make like graphics cards for computers, but now they now they've done this big AI expansion with their technology. Both those companies spent a lot of money getting these models going.
Okay.
And also they say basically you need a lot of hardware to make them work, like a big engine.
Well, it makes sense because like chatbot, for example, like your AI stuff. Like you said, it answers questions. It can structure things for you. It's very handy.
It's very
clever.
It is clever, right?
Yeah.
You think, right, that would need a big engine to run that.
Of course.
Then, all of a sudden, this DeepSeek AI has released a model and it's open source. So what that means is anyone can see how it works.
Anyone can see?
All the information about how it works is just there for anyone to look at. Whereas these other American companies have been like guarding it as a secret kind of thing.
I feel like that would be the right thing to guard it.
Well, you would have thought so, but they're just saying, here you go, here's how it works.
Okay.
The other thing about it is they're saying instead of using like a big VA engine to run this or the computer equivalent,
sure,
you can run it on like a little moped motor. It doesn't need up. It needs hardly any hardware. So all these companies that have been building this up as, oh, you need it, so you spend a lot, we've got the secrets, you can't use it unless you pay us, their stocks have dropped like 20% overnight when this got released.
Deep guarded secret. It's like the KFC secret herbs and spices recipe,
got leaked,
isn't it?
And they went, you can just buy it at Woolies. And then suddenly everyone knows what they are. Then the last 2 hours... Alibaba, which is this like Chinese marketplace, have said, oh, we've got one as well called Qwen, Q-W-E-N.
Okay.
And it's another rival to DeepSeek. The last couple of hours this has come out.
Wow.
So, look, the stock market in America will be melting down over this, over today and the next week. A lot of people will be losing a lot of money off it.
Just a quick question as well. I don't know if you know the answer to this, though,
sure.
Credo.
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Is it available to use to, like, for example, Australians or?
Yeah, so it's available. There's an app for it already.
Okay.
I haven't downloaded or anything like that.
Is it free?
I'm not. I think it is. That's the thing, because it's open source.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other element to it is, just for one more, you know, a pot stirring spicy blend, if you will.
Sure.
Is there's claims that this DeepSeek allegedly took a lot of the information from ChatGPT and basically copied it.
Really?
Yeah. Or they were used the ChatGPT bot to train their AI.
I love that.
I mean, there's a lot to this and, you know, the story will definitely keep growing and expanding, especially how much money is at stake.
Drama.
It certainly is. Drama in the nerd sphere,
yes,
if you will.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so you might remember a little bit, a little while ago, the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the biggest stories in sport/entertainment for quite a while there.
Yeah, it looks pretty boring too.
The build-up was, I think better than the actual fight itself.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, people are saying, who's Jake Paul going to fight next?
Yeah.
And they don't really have an answer, but they have put up this photo of Jake Paul in the ring, in his, you know, no-shirt boxing situation.
His boxer shirt.
Him and a picture of his brother, Logan Paul, next to each other. A battle of the brothers?
Yeah,
is that a possibility?
That'll probably mark it better than the Mike Tyson one, because Mike Tyson's old. But, like, battle of brothers, and Jake Paul's a bit of a weirdo.
Well, yeah. You've put it
so
very well.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the comments from the fans. So stupid, a cash grab. If you guys are going to knock each other out or hurt one another, as if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Are they actually going to hit each other or just dance around the ring? Another declared, absolutely no one has been waiting for this.
Well, I mean, they couldn't be more right. But you know what? Bunch of brothers in their silky drawers. You can market that.
Yeah?
Silky drawers.
Would you watch it?
Just for some giggles, yeah.
Yeah.
But come on, hit him! Hit him!
At the Mayfield Bolo, maybe. Exactly,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, down at the pub, that'd be so funny. You know what? Watch it with your sibling.
Now, there's a good thing you could actually do.
I'll travel down to Sydney, watch it with my brother Samuel, and have some beers.
A family bonding activity.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's have a wrestle after this. Samuel, come on. Like what we did when we were kids, yeah.
Nice. UFM. The Novos. The Novos. Now, Ari, yesterday after the show, we had a bit of spare time. We finished our planning, and we're waiting for just a meeting a little later on.
That's right.
We had about 15, 20 minutes in between, sort of, between our two work responsibilities.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, do you mind if I just catch up on a bit of maths?
Yeah, I'm a bit busy of a night time at the moment, so, like, I just don't have any time to watch my Married at First Sight episodes. I've got to do it on catch-up.
I said, no dramas. Go for your life. So you pull out the laptop and load up, which, is it 9 now, whatever it is?
Yeah, it's 9 now.
9 now. Ari's watching maths. And, like, every maybe 20, 30 seconds... I just hear a loud, like, and then suddenly you're talking to me about what's happening in the show, like a full running commentary.
Yeah.
This lady here, you're not going to believe what she's done. She doesn't deserve him. She doesn't deserve him. She's not good enough for him.
Or the other way around or something. Yeah.
Or the dress on her is stunning.
Yeah.
This is what I'm listening to. I don't even have to watch the show because I've got a full commentary. It's like when you turn on the TV, there's that option where it, like, audio subtitles.
Yeah, I am the subtitle.
It tells you what's happening. You know, Daniel walks slowly through the farm gate. and you have that function. Ari's just like that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Ari. When you're watching TV, it's on the TV. You actually don't need a running commentary for what's happening.
Exactly, yeah. But honestly, it just happens. I don't mean to do it. It just happens naturally.
So Ari is a running commentary while watching TV person.
Yeah, movies, television, reality TV, doesn't matter what it is. Could be a cooking show. I will always have something to say.
Now, I asked you a favour, Ari.
Yeah.
Which is when you're watching a bit of TV, you know, last night with your partner Will.
Yep.
Could you just throw the tape on and record a bit of your running commentary? Just leave it running, and then I'll just grab the bits of commentary. Now, what show were you watching, just for context?
So I was watching Yellowstone with my boyfriend, Will.
Okay. Now, Yellowstone, it's about some ranch, right?
Yeah. It's honestly, it's a drama.
Yeah.
It's a great show, but it's about horse ranch owners, also cattle owners, and kind of the politics behind it as well. It's like it's a family oriented, well, not a family show, but like it's a family drama.
Okay, now from this, because I can just see the file here of what you've recorded, and it seems like there's a fair bit of interest in the horses. I know you like horses, Ari, but what's going on here, first of all?
Oh, that's a nice horse. That's unusual, actually, for that colour.
What's caused you to say that?
Okay.
And why did you need to comment?
I think this is in, like, season 3 or season 4. It doesn't matter what it is. But, like, this is in the first 2 seconds of the show. 2 seconds. What's happening is there's, like, who is he? John Dutton. So, like, the father in the family and, like, one of his workers is out looking to buy a horse in this, like, little arena.
Okay, more chat here. Having to listen to this.
So, babe, if I wanted a horse to make me happy, would you let me buy it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, your poor boyfriend's trying to watch the show.
Actually.
Oh, what a nice horse. Oh, would you buy me a horse?
Yep. Oh, actually, just a side note, just to set the scene a little bit here as well. As we're watching Yellowstone, Will is trying to eat his burrito and taco.
So, not only he's trying to eat, he's trying to watch TV, and you just cannot stop talking. Here's more horse chat I've found.
Gosh, I've always wanted to learn how to do this, to wrangle, like, cattle and stuff. And then go shopping for a horse to buy.
In the background, you can kind of hear the foil and the wrapping paper. He's like trying to munch down. And
he wants to have a bit of extra guac that he's got on it.
What a horse.
You want a horse. On and on it goes. Here's more horse chat.
Wow. So they like... So he's trying to buy a horse for whom? Is it Tate?
He's like not even looking at me. Will is like far away from me, trying to like bend over a table and eat. And he's kind of like side eyeing me at the same time. Like, shut up!
I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to watch the show, and you just cannot stop talking about the horses. He is a very patient man.
Oh my god!
I'm finding
he is. He's gotten used to it too. All I'm talking about is bloody bulls and horses. I want that house. That's a nice house.
I feel as if any show you guys watch together. He has to watch it again after you're gone to actually know what's happened.
He absolutely does. New FM.
De Novos. Now, Ari, a laptop a day, the last 2 days, important to enter, right?
Absolutely. Newfm.com.au is where you can go to do that.
That's right. Harvey Norman, the BYOD experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. If you're needing a new device, make sure you go check them out.
Got you sorted.
They certainly do. We've got, like I said, just today and tomorrow. So register ASAP.
Mm.
Now, obviously this week, 4-day week, which we all love, right?
Yes, I love a short week.
Now, how about this? 200 companies in the UK are switching this year to in the near future, to a permanent 4-day week.
Shut up.
200 big companies
200?
In the UK. Yeah, they're saying they're switching to a 32-hour working week with no loss of pay for the workers.
Wow.
Now, there'll be like a bit of time transitioning to the new model. Mm. There'll be like networking opportunities, workshops, all this stuff making it happen. But how good's that?
I think there's been some data recently, I think over the past couple of months, that's come out to say, look, a 4-week working week, sorry, 4-day working week rather, that's going to help with mental health.
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, the 9-to-5 basically only invented about 100 years ago. And they're saying that it's no longer fit for purpose. We're overdue for an update.
Well, we're
and I couldn't agree more.
I mean, flexible working arrangements, right? I mean, people work from home.
All that stuff.
Like, on the go. Like, anything's possible.
It makes sense. What day do you reckon we should have off?
You know what? I quite like the Monday. Like, I love
a
long
off.
Weekend. Yeah.
With the Monday off. Yes. All right. Well, let's sort that out. And, you know, that way we can keep Feel Good Friday as well. We don't have to change the name of that.
I actually like working on Fridays. It just makes sense. It
certainly does. Oh, I'm glad we sorted all that out.
Would you do a Monday?
Yeah, Monday's cool.
Yeah.
Let's have Monday off.
Right,
Sounds good.
Let's pitch it to the boss.
Yeah. Can we start next week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. See ya. Have a great day, everyone. Don't forget to register for Laptop a Day, newfm.com.au. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was De Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.